I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A federal judge last week blocked an Obama-era rule governing what bodies of water are subject to the Clean Water Act. More from GPB's Emily Jones.
The Obama administration rule said the Clean Water Act applies to streams and ponds that are sometimes dry. Farmers, developers, and other landowners called that federal overreach. 10 states, including Georgia, challenged the rule. Governor Brian Kemp celebrated last week's ruling as good for agribusiness. Megan DeRogers of the environmental group 100 Miles says environmentalists are focusing now on more changes to water regulations.
We have to get more serious. We already were serious about making sure that President Trump doesn't repeal the Clean Water Rule altogether.
The Trump administration is in the process of replacing Obama-era water rules. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
New laws regarding homelessness are being considered in Rome, Georgia. They would ban urban camping and regulate panhandling. This after complaints about people begging for money near shops and stoplights and human waste left in public places. Preliminary plans call for the new laws to go into effect by the first of the month. However, the city manager says the commission wants to get more input first. An appeals judge in Georgia has been found shot dead in a wooded area behind his Albany home, but officials do not believe it was a homicide. Police were dispatched to the home of Judge Stephen Goss Saturday morning. Goss was appointed by then-Governor Nathan Deal to serve as a judge on the Court of Appeals of Georgia in August of last year. Before that, he served as a Superior Court judge in Albany for nearly 20 years. Chief Justice Harold D. Melton said in a statement that Goss brought, quote, dignity and compassion to the delivery of justice all across this great state. Judge Goss was 60 years old. The Georgia Historical Society has kicked off a campaign to expand and upgrade its Savannah Research Center. The group's research center is based at Hodgson Hall, which the Historical Society acquired in 1876. An annex was added in 1970. The Society says the new expansion will improve its ability to examine, collect, and share items related to Georgia history. And in sports, Rory McIlroy took home the $15 million prize in this weekend's Tour Championship FedEx Cup at East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta, finishing the final round with a 4-under 66. The tournament was disrupted Saturday when lightning struck a 60-foot pine tree near the 16th fairway about 30 minutes after play had been suspended because of storms in the area. Six people who were taking shelter from the storm under the tree were injured. Five were transported to hospitals and released late Saturday night. And Atlanta United hosts Minnesota United FC tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the U.S. Open Cup Final. Game time is 8 p.m. Atlanta's 1-0 win Friday over Orlando City was the team's sixth straight victory. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.